Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Unezwi uNkulunkulu alibeke enhlizweni yakho uthanda ukuthi ke ulishare nathi nayi ngivulile iplatform ungangena ku 0123341322 ungathumela ne WhatsApp voice note ku 0826572729. Noma ke uthumele iSMS ku 37871 uyazi kumnandi kuhle futhi ukuthi sihlezi sishare lamazwi ngoba ayaphilisa ayakhuthaza yebo anikeza futhi nethemba njoba ke sibona izwi esiphila kulona kwamanje cabanga ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu belingekho yini bazalwane bezo sipha amandla so siphokophela phambili ingenxa yamazwi okuphila esiwathola la eswini ingakho ke sikunikeza nethuba ukuthi nawe ushare ulaphe ekhaya noma ushare lawo nawe akubusisile from ebandleni 0123341322 ngisalindele ke incingo noma ke lawo leyo WhatsApp voice note noma i text asiqale ngaleke kamfundisi uShon Sithlari sizwe ukuthi yena uNkulunkulu umphathiseni kulolu suku.
Wise man once said, still waters runs deep. E ya mabanhlapo. Ke re wena le mmabedi motle. Wa Radio Pulpit in this beautiful day. The word of God from the book of Isaiah 43 verse 2 to 5. It speaks about the imperativeness, importance of still waters. Runs deep. But a queen of a wise man, yena ari, the silence is golden. I know this is one of the most famous phrases. Silence is golden. Maman Shapo, the most important thing today, ekipata ubuwa kayona, ki the importance of the purpose of prayer. The importance to get the purpose of your prayer. In the book of Exodus 14 verse 14, that's when God emphasizes the importance of silence. I think actually, Maman Shapo, let me talk about the importance of silence. But the moment you have worry, empty vessels make such a big noise. In the book of Exodus 14, verse 14, God says, be quiet. I will fight your battle. You might be going through tough times today. But the word of God is simple. It says, just. Be quiet. Be silent. I will fight your battles. But what you need to do is be still. Be deep like running waters. Just be deep like running waters. Go to the book of Proverbs 18 verse 4 and try to learn and to find out what does it mean when it says the deep waters runs deep. Bukenya Luke 5 verse 16. Here is when God of salvations, he is showing us, Maman Shapo, he is teaching us about the secret and importance and the purpose of prayer in silence. Modimo wa rona wa poloko getlong lena. Jalo, as has always been an example in our lives, as we are resembling him, here he's showing us, hore, when you go through the deep waters, take a corner, And in secret, pray God. Luke 15 verse 16 says, God of salvation will slip away to a deserted place, a secret place in silent. There he will talk to the living mighty holy God in deep waters, in deep thoughts, in deep spirit. He will come closer to the living holy mighty God. Mewena, Ongoletri in the book of Matthew 6 verse 6, and it says, when you pray God, close the door and in secret pray God. Rorisa Modimo Likunutu Lemorena. Maman Sapo, children of Israel, bana ba Modimo bane ba kgethilwe. They were instructed to walk around or to march around the walls of Jericho 7 times in silence. The secret of silence is golden. It's very, very, very much, very much golden. Modimo wa poloko, Mama Nhlapo, God of salvation, he knew who God was. Actually, he is the one who reveals the true presence, the true meaning, the true God to us universally. He's the only one who came down and he opened up his chest. He opened up his proof. To us, he opened up. His blood was shed for us. He became naked. And he displays who true God is. And above that all, Mama Nhlapo, the Bible says, every time when you really and deeply want to be with God, he will slip away. He will just take a corner in secret and he throws himself away and he prayed. In Gethsemane, we also saw him when he was alone in the deep thought, deep waters. The Proverbs 18 verse 4 explains exactly what does the spiritual meaning of the deep waters means. He go deeper in secret and he prayed God. God was quiet. But eventually, the will of God was done. Learn to know the importance or the purpose of a prayer. E mo motho mo manhlapo o tla re lenyalo la hae kapa is going through difficult times in marriage, in business and whatsoever. These are the verses that I'll give to you. Exodus 14 verse 14, Luke 5 verse 16 and Isaiah 43 verse 2. Go and read these ones. But the word says that the empty vessels make loud noise. Mama Nhlapo, but then after I just laid hands on you, and you become healed, I open the ministry of I lay hands and the headache will go away. Sometimes, Motofella, oh, for this, Samuel, we already run and open the ministry. We preach once and you want the whole world to clap hands for you. No. Take enough time and in secret, allow God to build you. Don't be hurry to put crown on your own head. The book says that in the wilderness, Joseph, he killed The affidavit, he killed a lion and a bear, and he becomes so quiet. The big and mighty animals. He becomes so quiet. He did not make noise. But Runa, only once you preach, only once you heal one person, you move around and you open your own ministry, you want to be known by the whole world. You want the whole world to clap hands for you. If it was in our times and I kill Kesetari, then I kill the lion, or be, I will be posting, be on social media, let everybody knows, forgetting that who gave me the power and ability to kill the lion and the bee. Akulike, try by all means to shut the door and in secret to talk to him. And when God, he blesses you, he gives you something, stop to make noise about it. Just be quiet, man. For one, just be quiet and let God do things. Just shut the door. Yes, you get married. It's nice. It's beautiful. We all adore and I love that. And you cherish and you clap hands on that. But just keep a secret, like just let it be the things for God, in God, through you. It's true. Yeah, you are. You are barren. Now your womb is open. Don't go around and break and make other feel that they don't have kids. And when unalengwana, just because unalengwana, just allow God grace, just allow God glory. Amuhela, wanena kiwa hao. Impa, let it be for God glory. Keep quiet and be silent, and let God be. Let God be. Just let God be. Dumela modimo ebe modimo wena in silence. Bohlokwa ho tseba the purpose of prayer. Look at how God of salvation used to pray. He did not make noise. He did not and make loud noise. No, he was just keeping it silence. Quietly, and allow God to take space. May the living spirit of Holy Mighty God bless you all.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.